You are listening to Note Ed. Hello, welcome to Note Ed, the new podcast about music. Today we have a folk singer that we're going to talk about named Jesse Wells. Jesse Wells is a folk singer from Ozark, Kansas. You may know him as the guy who sings with a yellow Stella guitar or sometimes a Gibson near some backwoods on YouTube. However, while Jesse Wells had some notoriety in the past year or so, you would have certainly heard him 13 years back. Because before Jesse Wells looked like a folky icon with some casual sweaters and button-ups, he was originally the head of a rock and roll band called Dead Indian, with his hair more comparably longer and vocals, as well as dress code, similar to Kurt Cobain in one of their notable songs like Lead Me to the Sky, released in 2013. What I'd like to call like an infusion of Led Zeppelin and a feedback full of tensing lyrics about religion and existentialism. Really far out, you should really check it out. However, Wells shifted from another band called Cosmic American. While there's really no evidence why, or less I can think of, why he made a new band, Jesse and his four new four-piece had aired on the Lafayette Public Theater 6 years after in 2016. A song to check from their show would be Gom River, that takes Americana and the Strokes with a touch of Green River in homage to CCR. Yet you would expect him to do that for a while. He later tried to form his own band, just stated as Wells somewhere around the time of Cosmic American, as the change was swift. Seems like there were some difficulties that were taking place on the road. However, Jesse had opened for bands like Greta Van Fleet and traveled all across the country, where in the Chicago Tribune, he stated that, quote unquote, I want every gesture to be pure rock and roll to the point where it's natural breathing. And, quote unquote, rock and roll is very much alive in February of 2019. But to look back on his history and now, significant changes in his age had possibly made him dilute his serious Bleach era or hardcore John Fogerty attitude. As with the Dead Indian and Cosmic, he was in his 20s, and now, at 31, a John Prime figure. I guess in my opinion, his music side has always been with folk, and now with his freedom of songwriting and acoustic telling, he's able to release more than 30-plus songs without any limits of sound quality and Hollywood-level treatment. My other hypothesis is that his accumulation of hits are from the accumulation of his life, just like Willie Nelson had from his 50-year-plus repertoire of touring. Now, the only difference is that if he can release 30-plus songs in the span of a whole year, he can release 450 songs in the fraction of that time, more than both Eminem and John Lennon individually. Here are my top three songs from the catalog. Number one, the most famous one, War Isn't Murder. It's one of those songs that introduces his political stance a lot more, as he provides the convictions of war as well as the collective upheaval for the Gaza conflict, which thankfully was a ceasefire just of this year. Although I did not like this song much, because I'm more of a melody type guy, I will not criticize its message because his song is a lot straightforward and interrupts the illusion of new music we are given with Taylor Swift pop and rappers who seem to communicate what I'd call the rich life rather than audience connection. I think it's forgotten as well that the basis of American music does not start with how many cars you have, but how many struggles you need to let out because of the oppressor. And this cry revamps what is known as a people's song. For a hit, that's not bad because now a million people are aware. Number two, Horses. Phew, this is probably the biggest source of fresh air I've heard in a while when it comes to a myriad of jazz-induced or complex pop songs that have taken the airways. And this should be one of these songs that make you feel like you listened to Hurricane by Bob Dylan for the first time. No offense to Jesse Wells for comparing it to another song. However, I think with the lengths that folk rock has gone from, all the music from the world means you're going to be up some other song no matter what, or mistakenly have it, you know, with being an original. Besides, he's brought violin into folk rock again, and his song is light in times that are dark. Third song, probably a B-side, if anything was of the B-side. Middle. Jesse Wells, as in most of his songs, adds a satire to most of the news in the world. But not like the song Middle, because he branches away from those ideals. Instead, he's dreamlike and real with his audience with Face by secret nods to Star Wars and maybe a cliche of old 50s and 60s adventure movies. It remains a question mark, but when this was made in January, everything seemed to be so crazy with each year and change in place. And so I guess why I like one lyric from this song, which is, "When the devil plays the fiddle, I'm going to meet you in the middle, friend. Because winning with fighting force would be too hard to achieve." Two things I hope for this artist would be, someday I hope that this artist gets bigger than before. I saw him, I heard him in Farm Aid, and Billy Strings has quoted on his posts. I think that with his music, some artists can emerge more. And with something like John Prime, who's remained loved but still small, I hope he gets comfortable as well, since he's worked like an absolute dog all his life. With the whole constant barrage of touring and band work, you know, it must take tons of stress and tons of time, and plus tons of years. You know, he's accumulated all this experience, and now he has it, so I hope it works well for him. Also, his songs, to me, feel like he has too many adjectives to describe what he's saying. Or I get it that Bob Dylan has done this stuff before. Don't repeat Dylan. And since War Isn't Murder did so well, it's, you know, it's a long song without $10 words. So I feel like it'd be great to save time, maybe some expedience in an industry so demanding nowadays, that you keep it short a little bit. Not saying, of course, you know, the message is absolutely amazing. Jesse Wells' message has been a message about America and also the healthcare system that we do need. And I think it's great he's pointing out those convictions. But sometimes hearing him, I don't feel like I understand that much. But I guess that's what makes him unique as a niche and new artist. That is all for the day. Thank you for your time. Keep on diving for new content. Give music another chance. And of course, the three virtues: appreciate, acknowledge, and inspire.